As more businesses push back their office reopens, Disney is feeling the pressure, too. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 10th day of August. Thanks for being with us again today. In other news headlines, holiday price hikes and the post office. It really is, by the way, Infrastructure Week. How poaching workers is the new recruitment tool. Also today, we'll check the numbers from Wall Street and the rise of COVID-19 cases in Texas and Florida. That also made the news today. For the interview, I'm visiting with franchise attorney Rush Niggott. But don't fear, the bulk of our time is spent talking baseball and the products his company sells to clubs, municipalities, and schools all across the country. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com. And by Oasis, a paychecks company devoted to HR solutions for business. Find them at OasisAdvantage.com.
Once again, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful that you're along for the ride again today. And you can follow us on Twitter all day, all night, at IOB_NewsHour. Over the past couple of weeks, we've seen a number of large employers push back the reopening of their offices. Another company in the crosshairs of the Delta variant is Disney. MarketWatch is reporting that the company depends largely on face-to-face entertainment, whether in movie theaters, at amusement parks, or sporting events. All of those businesses are up in the air, however, as Disney navigates through the variant and possibly more. With masks now mandated for everyone indoors in California, New York, and other states, regardless of vaccination status, Disney could take a financial blow at the theme parks, movie theaters, and live productions. Bowing to a surge in COVID cases and hospitalizations in Florida and California, the homes of the Walt Disney World Resort and Disneyland Park, the company reintroduced mask requirements for attractions and indoor venues. Then, there's sports programming. It's a key piece of the Mickey Mouse empire thanks to ESPN. More than a few television executives may have experienced heart palpitations from the ratings carnage of NBC Universal's presentation of the Tokyo Olympics that was down 42% in viewership from 2016. And what that could say about the demand for live sports, even as ESPN lays down billions of dollars for the rights to air them. This all is a developing story. Stay tuned. Meanwhile, the masks are back at the majority of McDonald's restaurants and Starbucks, who said on their website that the company now strongly recommends face coverings at all locations, regardless of vaccination status. Well, just in time for the holiday season, the U.S. Post Office is announcing some new pricing. Reuters is reporting that the USPS is proposing to temporarily hike prices for some package shipments for the 2021 peak holiday season. The rate changes were similar to 2020. The proposed hikes that cover priority mail and other package services will take effect October 3rd through December 26, once reviewed by the Postal Regulatory Commission. The USPS faced significant operational issues during the 2020 holiday season, as package deliveries jumped as more shopping was done online. USPS delivered more than 1.1 billion packages during last year's holiday season. That's more than a 40% increase in full network packages. Separately, USPS will raise prices of first-class postage stamps to 58 cents from 55 cents. It all starts on August 29. Price hikes are needed because over the past decade, mail volume has declined by 46 billion pieces, or 28%, while single-piece first-class mail has declined by 47%. Congress, by the way, is considering a plan to provide USPS with $46 billion in financial relief over 10 years. It wasn't that long ago that the words Infrastructure Week became the butt of comedians and late-night talk show hosts. because for months and months, we were told it was about to be Infrastructure Week. Well, after months of work, the U.S. Senate has passed the trillion-dollar bipartisan infrastructure bill, something that could reshape the lives of many Americans. The measure fulfills a call from President Biden for the two major parties to work together to deliver one of his top priorities. But it does face an uncertain fate in the House as progressive Democrats press for even greater spending. The legislation includes nearly $550 billion in new spending above what Congress was already planning to allocate for infrastructure over the next 8 years. Immediately following the infrastructure vote, the Senate voted 50-49 to begin debate on a $3.5 trillion budget resolution in hopes of passing a broader package of investments that do not have the support of Republicans. So, what is in this bill? Well, that's a good question. The lawmakers set aside the largest share of the money, $110 billion, for roads and bridges. The infrastructure bill also includes roughly $73 billion for electric grid and power infrastructure, $66 billion for passenger and freight rail, $65 billion for broadband investments, $55 billion for water systems and infrastructure, $50 billion for western water storage, $39 billion for public transit, $25 billion for airports, $21 billion for environmental remediation efforts, $17 billion for ports and waterways, $15 billion for electric vehicles, and $11 billion for road safety. With a severe labor shortage, some restaurateurs are going out and poaching workers from other restaurants. Business Insider is reporting that a pizza chain franchisee told Bloomberg that he's asking general managers to poach workers from rival restaurants as the hospitality industry continues to struggle to find enough staff. Don Sacco, who owns Your Pie Restaurants in Iowa, told Bloomberg that everything is fair game. He said he'd managed to poach some workers from rivals that shut at 1 a.m. by luring them with Your Pie's Pizzeria's 9:30 p.m. closing time. Sacco said that he's also attracted more workers after raising wages to an average of about $10.50 an hour. Workers also make about $2 an hour and tips on top of that. Other restaurant chains across the U.S., from McDonald's and Chipotle to Starbucks, are also raising wages to attract new hires. Some are rolling out other benefits like free tuition, sign-on bonuses, and even free iPhones. The labor shortage, coupled with soaring ingredients costs, is also causing some restaurants to slash opening hours and raise prices. A restaurant owner in Maine told Insider that ingredient shortages were forcing her to close her restaurant an hour early every day, while a New Jersey pizzeria owner said that he had to raise menu prices for chicken wings by more than 50%. U.S. stocks once again ended the day mixed, with the Dow up by 162 points, hitting a new record at 35,264 on the back of the Senate vote to move the infrastructure bill along. The S&P 500 gained 4 points to close at 4,436, also a new record. The tech-heavy NASDAQ lost 72 points as big tech companies dragged on the day. Earnings season is winding down, with roughly 90% of the companies reporting easily surpassing what had been projections. Still, there is concern from the mounting number of COVID-19 cases as some local governments and businesses have reinstated restrictions and major companies are pushing back office openings. And finally, there is this, and it is, yes, related to COVID. Florida and Texas, where governors have prohibited mask mandates against COVID-19, are the nation's epicenters for the virus, along with California. Daily case counts have set new pandemic-era records in Florida as the state logged 28,317 new cases on Sunday. That was up from 23,900 on Friday. Texas is home to the second highest number of new COVID-19 cases, testing intensive care unit capacities and stirring debate around restrictions. In Austin, local officials are calling on residents to stay home, mask up, and get vaccinated, as city hospitals there are stretched to their limit. Well, stay with us because better news is on the way as I sit down with Rush Niggott, a franchise attorney. But wait, hold on, don't freak. We're spending the bulk of our time together talking baseball and his company, Victory Mounds. Rush Niggott on baseball and the equipment that makes it all come together is just a click away.